800-771-1025.
What's this, Brett?
Disturbed.
Just stop. Just stop. From the 10,000 Fists album.
The way you said that is very popish, the way you said just stop.
Just.
Just.
Don't go.
Don't go.
Just. Stay.
No.
There. Stop.
Very good. Thanks, Pope.
Pope.
Okay.
Do not get involved in this devil music, please.
Disturbed. So good.
Are they? You like them?
You get up. You get down.
Yeah.
With the sickness.
Big Disturbed fan, the Pope.
Throw your fists in the mother.
Oh, air. That's not what you say. That's not what you say.
Louder.
So you've seen them live.
I can't hear you. Louder.
Very good, Pope. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025.
I miss concerts.
I bet you do. Not even you. They don't give you a concert?
No.
Not even for the Pope?
No.
Even in these times?
Not so in your quiet. Bubble? You can't be in your bubble car and watch?
Oh, yeah.
So quiet.
That's
no.
That's a good point.
Just movies. Drive-in movies.
Oh.
In the Pope Mobile. That's it.
That's perfect.
You go to the drive-in movies with other people from Italy?
Home Alone 3 tonight.
Well.
Very exciting.
It's good you're keeping yourself busy.
Yes.
That's good, Pope.
Tough times. Stay positive. Oh. Like JP.
Oh, that's very nice.
So positive.
Well, is that the best example of positivity, Pope?
Yes.
Okay.
I listened to the show.
Well, I think you were talking
so
about
positive.
The guy with the broken neck and back and ribs and pelvis who was saying, you know, after 2 years I'm good. That was, I think, was where the positive came in the show so far today.
Show off.
Oh,
good for him.
It's kind of a sin to be that show offy, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Braggadocious.
No.
All right. We were just talking about Tiger Woods and his horrible injuries, the way his leg was. Dr. Oz describing it. Bones coming through skin, all that kind of stuff. It's going to be a little while. Ryan's on line one. Ryan, you had something to add? We were just talking about the whole situation. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I've been on the I was on the DUI squad for many, many years. And just to give you an example why they give you reasoning why they didn't take blood. When you're in a crash, most of the time it'll be thrown out because unless you're drinking and you have a strong odor emanating from, you know, that person,
right.
There's no probable cause to take.
Right.
That's obviously, what I said. They can do a field sobriety. Right. But if he's on, you know, let's say pain pills or something like that, you can't go on the traditional bloodshot, watery eyes, slurred speech, because mm-hmm. I've been to trial a few times and they'll just rip you apart. You know, it's not one of the deciding factors. And when it comes to a car overturning and coming to final rest in the, you know, whether it was southbound, northbound shoulder, mm-hmm. They should have at least taken yaw marks, which is basically skid marks going sideways or something to give marks. Them, you know, reckless driving. Because in Florida, reckless driving is 3 moving violations in one.
Right. Well, we'll see what they do in California, but it seems like they're not going to press any. All right. So
I think what they're going to do in California is massage his feet.
It sounds like
you know what I'm saying? They're not doing anything to Tiger Woods. Take care, man.
Greg is on line six. Hey, Greg, what do you got to add? Go ahead.
Hey, listen, I really don't have anything to add to this Tiger Woods.
Okay, thanks for calling.
But can I talk about how great my older sister is?
Listen, one guy calls and he was trying to make a point. He took too long to get to it. He described his older brother's qualifications, working for the Nationals, and now
two guys in one day. Remember when we first started?
Oh, well, there was a guy who got played off. Yeah. I'm just saying this.
Same thing. No point.
No,
Greg goes and makes fun of him.
Not the same at all. Oh, well. One guy was overcoming a huge life obstacle. Mm-hmm. The other dude was just
blah, blah, blah.
Right. Tim is on line three. Hello, Tim.
I fractured my pelvis, too. You don't see me talking about it.
What's up, fellas and Adam? How you doing?
What's up?
Madam.
Hey, am I madam?
I said madam. Yes, madam.
Thank you, Tim.
Oh. Madam.
Oh. Anyway, I don't really have anything to add to this either. I was just kind of switching up. I wanted to tell you this story about, like, I was 9 years old. My mother kind of, she cheated on my dad. She abandoned me and my sisters and just left with some trucker and got addicted to crack. And, you know, she gave me the best brother, and I love him. You know, he went from crack baby to school teacher, and he's a great brother.
So you also are proud of your brother.
Yes, very, very proud of my brother. I just wanted to let you guys know that.
That's great.
I think we're on to a new benchmark segment every day at 1:20 or 1:15. We'll do family pride.
Holy crap, that's exactly the phrase in my head. That's what we have to call it, family pride.
Right.
I got no one to be proud of. That ain't cool.
Wait, Monica, you must have family to be proud of.
You got your doctor cousin there?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was immediate family. Oh, totally.
You got your little nieces?
And you got your militant aunt, who's probably killing white people as we speak.
I mean, and your whore mom?
Yeah.
I'm so much proud of that.
Right. He could be.
The one husband she had that you liked, that guy, the hippie-ish guy?
Mm-hmm. Howard.
Howard. Mm-hmm. You'd be proud of Howard, rubbing his ponytail and stuff.
Well, I think, I got to tell you, and I feel bad for the guy who did originally call. What was his name? David, I think. I feel bad because that seriously is a huge accomplishment. However, he had to know. So now I'm kind of proud of the listeners for being ball busters. I mean, it's the right thing to do, right?
I mean, I agree with JP. It is nice to really hear about people's families and to know that there's goodness going on out there and influential, positive people. It's a wonderful thing.
You
probably get this sponsored in 5 seconds.
Tell this story. Tell them to start an app, and it's like a sleep-inducing app. Like,
before you go,
before you go to bed, you need a story to get you, so your eyes can close.
I heard
you could click
little
Proud
young.
Brother Stories. Click.
Right. I heard your snore, and that was rude.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And the last guy.
That was the Pope.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't blame the Pope for your problems.
How dare you? Hey, Pope, you're advanced age. You got tired. Nobody can blame you.
Advanced age.
I'm very... Oh, see? There it is. Pope. It's like a cartoon snoring.
Yes, it is. So, well, I mean, it makes sense. You have to take a nap now before you go to the Home Alone 3 drive-in movie tonight. Otherwise, you'll doze off in your boatmobile.
Rest up. Big night.
Big night. You take some wine.
Yes, homemade.
Yeah, I bet.
Speaking of which, what happened to that homemade wine Dom dropped off last week?
I'm almost done with it.
Oh, you are almost done with it.
The juice.
Hey, I'm glad you're almost done with it.
Yeah, it's called The Juice. And it is pretty good.
I know we're not almost done with it. Brett, did you get any?
No, I did not.
No, I mean,
I saw the bottle.
Yeah, he actually opened it in front of us. That was the beautiful part.
Yeah, I guess didn't want any. It was right here. I brought cups for you and everything, but nobody wanted any.
I didn't hear the phrase, hey, you guys want some wine?
I had the cups right here along with, I didn't have to ask, do you want any of the calzone? Because you guys were on it in 2 seconds.
What is that called? A what?
Calzone. It was calzone. Calzone.
Calzone. There is no T and calzone. There is no A.
That's how you say it.
Calzone. Sometimes
I have a good authority.
Sometimes I hate it here.
It's called the calzone, and the wine is called the juice.
The juice?
I took the wine home because you guys didn't have any, and I was like, all right, I'll have it with the rest of the calzone, which I took home.
Raj,
and I ate the rest.
Please don't say it again.
What? Wine?
No.
Juice?
No.
Calzone?
Mm-hmm.
I was taught that's how you say it.
Okay.
Calzone.
How do you say it, JP?
Calzone. Oh, my God.
Capicola.
Wait, when you're as white as Raj, you don't say calzone.
Why not?
What do you have
Listen,
to
be?
I can learn Italian with the rest of you.
If I picked you up from an Alitalia flight and you saw it in front of you, you said, calzone. Okay, that makes sense.
Right.
But not you. It's going to be somebody who just got off the plane.
I'm just trying to be respectful.
Please.
Calzone. That's what his mom calls it. That's what Dom's mom calls it. That's what he calls it. I call it calzone.
I call it cultural appropriation.
Not at all.
Pop-up accent.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you what. I appropriated that calzone into my belly. and I'm not unhappy I did.
And the wine, too.
God, it was good.
It's almost there. Son of a bitch.
And I love red wine, but homemade Italian wine. I don't know how it's made. Maybe your grandfather made it. It wasn't with the feet in the barrel, right? It wasn't none of that.
Oh, sure. Yours probably has extra feet.
Well, I don't care. It's really pretty good, I have to admit. So, yeah, I'm almost done with the bottle. I'll let you know. Bring in the empty bottle. You can see it.
That's rude. Look what I enjoyed. Too bad you don't have any.
Yeah.
Yum.
I honestly didn't think you guys were interested because the cups were here.
And how you find
Nobody
out if someone's
any.
Interested, Roger, he'll ask.
He always
also,
that Monica,
my friend brought
Monica,
me the food and I shared with you.
100%. All you got to do is ask.
What do you mean ask?
You didn't ask.
It was right here the whole time.
It doesn't mean it was.
What are you guys talking about?
You didn't ask us to try it.
I didn't ask you to try the calzone either.
Yes,
you went in there and went crazy.
You brought a knife and said, help yourself to the calzone.
I don't believe I even said help yourself.
And you said, keep the hands off my effing wine.
Yeah.
That's what you said. So how's that welcoming?
Right.
Now, if it were on the kitchen table in the break room or whatever, where it's community, that's one
that's
thing.
That's different.
But right. Then everybody just knows you don't got to be asked. But if it's not there, you kind of have to offer.
Hey, it's right in here for the three of us. It can't be any closer.
Next time you bring food in here, I promise you this, I'm dropping my balls on it.
Ooh. Well, I don't know. That's
enjoy.
Quite
I won't be bringing
there.
You any food.
No, just
even real Italian.
That sandwich that comes in here, you're going to walk out, you're going to go to the ladies' room, and I'm going to walk, I'm just...
Drop your balls on it. Why would you
right
do that?
That
doesn't sound very nice.
You know why I'm going to do it? Because I didn't get offered any wine. That's why I'm going to do it.
Wow. That's very snowflakey, I have to say. I got to say.
Yo, speaking of snowflake,
Yeah, let's get off this topic.
What? I'm not being a snowflake.
Oh, come on.
What?
You didn't offer me the wine, so I couldn't possibly have any.
You didn't offer anybody any wine.
What are you talking about? Did I offer anything? I brought it in, and this is from Dom.
You offered us
the calzone is sitting right there. The wine is sitting right there. You chose to take the calzone and not have any wine when there was a pile of three cups. How many guys were in here? Three.
What happened was you got off the phone. You said, Dom's on his way with the calzone.
Mm-hmm.
You came in.
Yep.
Didn't know you were getting a bottle of wine.
I didn't.
You put the calzone down. There was a knife. You offered
calzone.
Us. You offered us to try it. We tried it, and then I went out. I actually had a little bit more. It was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But
I went. And
you opened
got
up
the
wine. You opened up the wine. Mm-hmm. You didn't say, "Would you like some wine?" You didn't say that.
I know, but I didn't say it about the calzone either.
You told us to try the calzone.
Calzone.
How could I not? I brought it in, and it smelled amazing. What do you mean? I have
to
physically
tell
you to try the food that I brought in that we're all sharing?
I'm not
when
just
I got three forks,
I'm not just
three plates,
wine.
And three cups.
I didn't see three cups.
I'm sorry. There were three cups.
Did you see three cups, Brett?
I wasn't paying attention to it. I was too busy eating the calzone.
Sorry.
I was too busy on that.
I got a question. So if, I feel like because there's a bit of a disagreement here, a little point of views that points of view that are different. Since it's a calzone, maybe my calta. Can settle the calta calzone.
It's pronounced as calzone. That's the official pronunciation.
Of course it is.
One of your
and your buddy's recipe is the reason. You got it from my mom.
Oh.
Mrs. Calzone?
That's right.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
So as the founder and maker and originator of the calzone, does Roger have a leg to stand on here or does that need to be offered?
How do I not have a leg to stand on?
It's a very short leg that he's got to stand on. He's a little cheap. So
what does that mean?
So it's just listen. That's what JP says all the time. I'm just going. This is secondhand information here.
You sure are.
But I believe every word JP says. So
all right.
So I know it's true.
Yeah. Okay.
So speaking of Snowflake, do you see this dude? I think he's on the Titans. Who's saying he's done with the team because they didn't wish him happy birthday on social media. Did you catch that one?
No.
Where the hell is this?
No.
Hold on. Titans Isaiah Wilson is reportedly, in quotes, done with the team because he's upset they didn't wish him a happy birthday on social media.
There he goes.
Well, I mean, it's the right thing to do. You're supposed to do that. Like, in fact, I wanted to apologize to you, JP, because I wished you happy birthday here and on Facebook, but I forgot to do it on Twitter, and for that, I'm sorry.
Who cares?
I do.
You said happy birthday. That's fine.
No, you got to do it on
WBAB. WBAB did not wish me a happy birthday. What? Brett sent out something. The Bone didn't wish me a happy birthday.
Right.
I didn't lose a second of sleep. Yeah. I didn't even think about it until you just mentioned it, Monica. I read this story. I'm like... They should just let him go.
What is wrong with him?
They should just let him go.
I mean,
oh, you're upset? Then we'll let's make this easy on you. Bye.
Yeah. But what about like team? Like, how do you feel a part of a team if they exclude you? That's what I'm getting at.
Social. He feels a part of the team. His teammates. He feels a part of that's the team. Who cares if they put a happy birthday to you on social
this
media?
This guy is a rookie.
Yeah, he shouldn't
care. He's going into his second year. He's a first round pick, and he's all upset.
And let's say it bothers you a little bit. Should you mention it out loud in public on Twitter?
He's a guy, and this is where he gets ballsy. He barely played his rookie season due to off-the-field issues. And he said he was done playing football as a Titan in a now deleted tweet.
What you're going to have
because he was upset. I'm done with football as a Titan. No further comments. And then he deleted it.
Well, you have to understand these people that are newer, younger and newer to the team and there's a new crop of kids coming in.
They're pussies.
well, that you can call them that all day long. They are who they are, and it's going to continue being that way and lean towards that way.
Well, they can easily just make him unemployed.
Not if he's a good player. Not if he's a first-rounder. They're
going
to use
him. Everything's going right for him if he's complaining about that.
He's a first-rounder who barely played because of off-the-field issues.
Right.
I wonder what those are.
I don't know. Doesn't say.
They're not pleasant. And he should be happy they still have him. Didn't cut him or something.
Well, ungrateful. I apologize to you, JP, because I did it on Facebook and I didn't do it on Twitter.
Don't.
And I thought about that last night.
That'd be great if you were actually upset because it was on one social media but not on another.
I think it's cute that you would have thought I saw it anywhere.
Right.
You know?
You didn't check all your Facebook happy birthdays? Rude. You better go on. Today's the day if you have to do it today. But you have to definitely post something that says, thank you, everybody, for thinking of me on my
family. You got to thank each individual person. I hate that.
That's what I do.
Thank you all for taking your time to wish me
if
you really, truly cared, my opinion.
No.
And I do this. I thank every person who wishes individually.
Do you cut and paste thank you?
Nope.
No.
I will say if Joe does it, thank you, Joe.
Wow.
Oh, no. I put I change it up even. I'll be like, hey, that's very nice of you. And then the next one I say, wow, that's cool. And thank you and
whatever.
That's
very nice of you.
But he's not going to do that.
I did it to a lot of people. I'm not doing it to all of them.
Well, that's rude then. What about so then if you don't do it to me, I think you like someone else. Just
they all
get
a like.
Does that mean I have to?
You get a like.
I'll take another social media hiatus. I don't care.
And the people think you don't like them as much as you like the
that'll
people.
That'll fix everything.
I like everybody. You want to do a top 10 list?
How do we know if it's not on social media, JP? Jesus Christ.
Can you just shut up and let me get out of here, please?
Cazzone. Top 10 cazzones.
No wine.